at 7:20. And on a Tuesday around 7:20, we welcome in Dennis Willingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
Morning, morning indeed. Glad you could join us here on this nice Tuesday morning. It'll be a very pleasant day, I do believe, too. You said you wanted to talk today about some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to considering repairs for our vehicles. Take it away.
Yeah. After years of experience in helping folks get their automobiles and trucks repaired, there are some things that we've observed over the years that can kind of help you if you're having a problem with your vehicle. The first and most important thing is if you're having a problem, try to define the particulars. Is it making a sound? Is it a smell? Is it affecting the vehicle's performance? If so, how? On acceleration, on steering, all these things. Don't try to be a technician and diagnose it yourself. The most feared words we hear is somebody walks up to the counter and says, well, I looked it up on the internet. And usually that's going down the wrong path right off the bat. We have folks come in and say, okay, I'm having this problem with my car, and I looked it up on the internet, and they said to buy this part. So I want you all to put this part on for me to fix my problem. I think folks do this in hopes of avoiding a diagnostic charge. And really, that's money well spent. There's two different approaches that you can take to repairing a vehicle. One of them is to put parts on and hope one of them is going to fix it. And that can get complicated and expensive in a hurry. And the other is to do diagnostics, is to actually take the time up front to diagnose what's wrong with the car, to run some tests, pinpoint exactly what the problem is. That way we can go in and replace a part or make a repair that's going to fix the problem. You spend a little bit more time or a little bit more money on diagnostics and a lot less money on repair that way. And that's just kind of the way we approach the business.
It's fog on the lake this morning. I can appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fog in my head and throat this morning, too. Okay. We try to work with the customer to make the repair as timely and efficient as we possibly can. And our vehicles are very complex anymore. And it takes a little bit of preparation work before you actually start doing the repair. Now, what we ask people to do is give us 1 hour of diagnostic time right off up front to diagnose the problem. We'll either, after this hour, it's an hour of our technician's time to work on the vehicle, we'll come back and give you an estimate on what it will cost to repair the car, or in some very seldom cases, we'll come back and say, okay, it's a little bit more complex. We're going to have to do some more diagnostics, and we'll give you an estimate on what the additional diagnostic time will cost in order to pinpoint that repair. The key point is to not just hunt and peck, but to narrow down exactly what the repair is and to then execute it to fix the vehicle. That way, if we go through that process, then the responsibility is on us to find the problem. If our fix doesn't fix the problem, then it's our responsibility to go back in and figure out exactly what the problem is and get your car fixed right. So in the end, our job is to get your car repaired as economically as possible and in the shortest period of time.
Sounds like a great credo, a business slogan for me, no doubt about that, too. Dennis Whittingham. Pardon me?
That's what we strive to do.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Precision Tune Auto Care. Dennis Whittingham, of course, at the helm there, joining us every Tuesday around 7:20, bringing his car care tips. So, Dennis, if you will, tell folks about your store.
Absolutely. We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. Always a great presentation. We'll talk to you next week.
Everybody be safe out there this morning.